Blog Talk Radio.
Lovely day, a little cloudy, a lovely day, but it is my birthday. Today is my actual birthday, and so
yep.
I'm going to have a good time and work around the house and do things. Yeah, my
gosh.
Whole celebration is not until after the chiller, right, Cynthia?
Yeah,
it's going to be
a week long thing. Happy birthday, my darling girl.
Thank you. Sending me notes. Thank you also for all the birthday wishes. It's been great. I saw Julian Lennon being one of the early ones that sent me a note and said the same thing. So it's nice. Yeah.
Well, who else but you would celebrate her birthday by going taking a trip down the Amazon? Seriously.
I know. You know, we had Mark Plotkin, Dr. Mark Plotkin.
Fantastic interview.
You know,
I think we talked to him for 2 hours that time.
Yes,
oh
we
gosh.
Did. And it was a great show. And, you know, they're going to be having, down in the Amazon, this was their 20th anniversary of the organization. And, you know, and they're having the board members and which I'm an advisory member on there, and anybody who wanted to go down, and it's going to be great. It's just fabulous. I can't wait.
Then, of course,
I wish you were coming. I'll always wish you, because I know you would love it. And the other thing is, it's like I can't wait to celebrate this weekend. Yesterday I was at the cutting room, and last night Lionel, I don't even know what you call him. He's such a personality. He was on Air America. You know, he's this. I really don't. What do you call somebody? He's a comedian, but
he's almost a political satirist. He's an equal opportunity offender, kind of like
yes.
I like to be. You know, he'll go after anybody and everybody, and I love that about him. I love
well,
that
you know,
about him.
It was.
But
I did not know
based
he
on
called.
Fact,
yeah, he called me up and Steve, because it was actually Steve's birthday from the cutting room. It was his birthday, and the two of us went up there. They had a cake made up of mini cupcakes, you know, and we blew out the candle, and they sang happy birthday. He was very funny. I did not know he was going to do that. And in the audience is Congressman Peter King. He's sitting out in the audience as well. And, you know, of course, they talked about both Hillary and Trump, and he did both, gave them both equal opportunity, but I think there was a lot of Trump supporters in there, okay? And then there was also this journalist, who's a TV guy, Marvin Scott, and he came up to me afterwards, and he said, I don't know if you remember me. I said, of course I do. He interviewed me years ago, back in the 80s. So that's how long
get
it's
out.
Been. Oh yeah. So it was kind of funny to see a lot of these people now, you know, going back, and then they're saying to me, you know, do you remember me? God,
do you remember
I grew
me?
Up with
that's
them on
hilarious.
Television. Yeah, you know that.
well, you know, I don't think people realize that New York City, as many people that are there, it's really a small town. Once you get in with a certain group of people, you run into them all the time. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you know. So it's got that, it can be intimidating, but it's also very welcoming, you know, that way.
Yeah, you know, and they're very nice men. I met his wife, and it had been years since I'd seen him, but it's just kind of nice that, you know, for such a well-known journalist that he's coming up to me, do you remember me? You know, that
you
type.
Remember me.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. He was, you know what it was? Lionel was putting up that he should be running for president. So it was
for president, I mean, anybody that wants to check him out, he has a thing on Facebook. His commentaries are really, really interesting in that he fact checks his stuff and he'll go
yes.
after anybody and everybody. And he always has an interesting take on it. And I am a fan. And you know that for me to say I'm a fan of somebody politically is not does not come easily out of my mouth.
No,
so.
It doesn't. And I know that from you.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh, but it was a lot of fun last night. I want you know I like to support my friends and I do consider him a friend. So him and his wife Lynn, you know, she is wonderful. And you know what? Here is a man that at the end of the night, at the end of the show, as he's thanking everybody, he thanked his wife at the end, and he said, "Without her, I wouldn't be anything. She's really the person." I mean, I was listening to him, and you go. Where are the guys like that that I've never met?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
who are they?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was just wonderful,
yeah.
you know.
We were the ones that got the opposite end of that stick, okay? I don't get it, May, and I look at these women and I say to them, cheers, more power to you, and what's your secret? Bottle it, because you could make a fortune selling it. I don't get it either, but, you know, that's really good to hear, because his wife, Lynn Shaw, really
yes.
is a great promoter of his, so,
yes.
You know, it
wonderful person.
You know, yeah.
Just so supportive. She does so much, and you know what? And he gives her the credit for it, which a lot of men don't like to do. And
mm-hmm.
Lionel's not that type of person. And he's a great guitar player, and he had his friends up there playing banjo, and they were doing – we were talking – they played the Beverly Hillbillies song. That was so funny. It was really funny. And it talked about his childhood. It talked about – he had a priest there that he remembered. He was 94 years old, went to his show. I was like, oh my
boy.
God. Yeah. I'm telling
you. Well,
he's
a lawyer, too, isn't he? I mean,
he is.
Yeah, he's a lawyer
yes.
on top of
yes.
everything else. So it's,
and you know what
he's
was
a
funny?
Really interesting man.
Yeah, he is. And then right after we left and they cleared out the cutting room, the next person that was coming in behind and it was already building up, we had to leave fast so they can clean up for the next act, was Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle was
no.
coming. Yes,
oh my
he had
gosh.
Three nights at the cutting room, and I think those tickets went immediately once it was announced.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so three nights, and then he had at the last moment just testing it out. But at the last moment, he had Rumor of Willis last Friday as well.
She's going to be down here in Nashville.
Apparently,
this Friday,
everybody
Rumor.
I know
mm-hmm.
seen her. First off, that they said that she was. Really sweet, but second of all, that she really was very good, and she was like a real.
Oh, she's got a fantastic
torch,
voice.
That torch singing,
yeah.
It was a great thing. And I said, "Great, I like to see her again." You know that. Oh,
yeah.
I've never seen her, but I would like to have when she comes back. I like to see her at that point. You know.
Yep.
So
no, she has
a
really, really good voice. Yep.
Yeah.
She's.
Oh, and I went to
she's
the
gonna
CJ
be at
Martel.
Yeah.
I was going to say I went to this other event. At T.J. Martel event, and they were honoring all these doctors. And because T.J. Martel was started by this guy, Tony Martel, who worked at Columbia, CBS at the time, and his son
uh-huh.
died of leukemia. And he formed a foundation, and they have raised so much money over the years.
Wow. Oh, I saw the
yeah.
pictures on your Facebook
yeah.
wall. That looked beautiful. That venue was lovely.
Yes, and it was absolutely beautiful. The doctors, one of my girlfriends says because of what Tony did, putting this foundation together after his son died, it gave her father a couple extra, with all the doctors, you know, doing their research, it gave her father a few extra years. Also
wow.
From all of this. So it was just a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful night. I sat across from a guy they hadn't seen in years. He looked up and he's staring at me. And then he went, "Oh my God, hi May." I said, "Yeah." He used to work at MS Madison Square Garden organization. I don't know if he's still there. And the guy next to, like right next to me, sort of, is the guy who owns the Brooklyn Bowl. You know, which is a big.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the girl sitting next to me is the fashion person for Billboard magazine. I mean, it was just like. Everybody that was around, and I hadn't seen some of these people in ages. Ages. There were other people there. I was like, wow. It was a beautiful night.
Wow.
DNC, who was Joe Jonas, and, you know, I'm not a big any of these. I'm not a big fan. I'm stuck in my 60s, 70s, and you know, but and I'm willing to admit it. You know, I will say they got up to perform, and it was so tight. DNC was so tight. They performed Cake on the Beach. It was great by the beach. I think it was Cake by the Beach. It was fabulous. Wow. They were so good. The guitarist is this Korean girl. Great. She was fabulous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw a picture of, I saw an interview about her someplace in connection with them. So that's always kind of cool to see because you don't see it that much, you know.
Yeah. So it was just a whole bunch of, you know, and then I realized that one of the guys in the band, not Joe Jonas, but one of the other guys, was in another band called Semi Precious Weapons, and it was somebody that I think I met. I don't know if I met all of them, but I know I knew one of them, and so I might have met this one too. So you know, he was a bass player, and so it was just unbelievable that, you know, you go through all the different people in there, you know, and so you go, oh,
well, you little party girl, and of course the week wears on because you've got Chiller. Before your
Chiller.
Big soiree, yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait because the top honoree this year goes to Tim Curry. And I'm so thrilled.
Oh, you lucky dog. I know, I know.
So thrilled. I hope I get a chance to get in there to say hello to him because
yep.
John and I actually went to see Rocky Horror Show when it hit L.A., the first time it hit L.A., and Lou Adler produced the show. And John and I went to see it. It was fabulous, just fabulous. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of firsts that I've done, and, you know, people don't realize that, you know, that we've seen all these.
Well,
it's like
I said,
I go to the Groucho Club in London, and it's named after Groucho, and I'm sitting there under a picture of Groucho, and I look around the room, and I said to my girlfriend, I said, I'm probably the only one in here that have ever met the man that they named it after.
Well, who were you just talking about? Oh, Tim Curry. You know,
yeah.
the thing about Tim Curry, May, is he's been around for a long time, and he is not tabloid fodder. He's so well-liked in the business. He's so respected. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. And I, for one, am really glad that he's being honored. I think that that's
I am,
fantastic.
Too. I mean, he's got the top honors. And, of course, if many of you don't know, he did have a stroke a few years ago. And so he is partially disabled, you know, on that level. And so, but you know what? That didn't stop him from having a part. They gave him a part. In this past Friday, I believe, I taped it, and I haven't seen it yet, the live Rocky Horror version on television. It was on
the
Yeah,
I didn't see it either.
I want to see, because apparently he was on. He was doing it.
No.
So
you know what? Kudos for him. You know, there's a lot of performers that really never get recognized on top of their tremendous talent for being an extraordinary human being, and I'm glad for him that he's getting some recognition.
I am thrilled. I am, you know, so I'm just excited to see him and hopefully see him again, meet him again from way back when. We're talking 70s. He may not remember, but he'll remember my partner, who is John.
I think he'll remember your date. All right, so you know what? Today is your birthday. So let's take a walk down May Pang memory lane, shall we? Because I, you know, the many times that we do this show, of course, your association with John Lennon is, you know, the stuff legends are made of, but there was so much more to you in the music business than that. And I think a lot of people don't realize you have been in the music business almost your entire adult life since you could work, you know, how did it first start for you? How did you get your first job in the music business?
You know what's weird? A lot of people, I went up and just asked. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I was looking for a job. And I happened to be in the building where Alan Klein had just acquired and was administrator to Apple Records, or Apple Corp. It was actually the parent company and everything under it. And And I just gone to an interview in that building, and someone said, my girlfriend who was meeting me said, oh, you know, Apple Records is right here. I said, Apple Records? My eyes lit up, of course, you know, you're talking about. This is in 1969, guys. So, and, you know, Apple had just started not that long before that. So I was like, oh, my God, I got to go up there and ask him for a job. And the my girlfriend looked at me and said, you're nuts. I said, what's nuts? If they say no, I'm no worse off than I am. So let me go up and ask them. I had more, as they would say, chutzpah back then than I do now. So it's kind of an interesting little, because you there were no boundaries in the sense of you have that, you had that get up and go type of thing, and you want to do something. And I always try to instill that with young people. Use your head, go out and go for it. I always say, if you could reach the universe and you land with this, stars and the moon, you're so far ahead than everybody else. To do nothing.
That's right.
To do nothing and not learn is a shame. It's a crime. When I got the job, I was so excited. I couldn't believe I got the job. I my girlfriend was in shock because I came back, and as I got the job, she goes, you got a job? I said, yes. I know, because she thought I was crazy to go up there. When I came back, the thing I did was I taught myself everything. I wanted to get all the information I can to learn how to make my job better, so that when they looked at me, they didn't see someone just sitting at a desk and doing nothing and saying, huh, what? Yeah. And I taught myself how to use a telex machine. A lot of them will not know what that is. It was the old days before faxes and everything else. You had to type on it. I learned everything I can. And it paid off. Because I wanted that knowledge, and knowledge is power. I mean, you don't have to step over anybody. You just have to learn the basic and understand things, and say, I'll take that job. Because there's so many people nowadays that, not my problem. I don't want it.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And what a mistake.
That is so true. But you know, surely at that time, I mean, you're a kid. Did you ever envision that it would go the way? I mean, did you think, wow, I'm gonna really go far in this? Or did you just think, I'm just going to take one day at a time? Did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine your life would take the turns it did?
You know what? I was just happy to have a job. That was one. Two, to work for a company that in the end I thought, oh, God, it's music, and it wasn't in the beginning. But I still wanted to learn, so that was experience. And three, I was just happy when each step, each level that I took, it was another level, and it kept moving me up. I was grateful. I did not think that the turn that it was going to take, because I had its up and downs. You know, if you look at it, I mean, even being with John, I mean, people to this day can't even believe that. I have one guy that just wrote to me, and he said, I'm such a big avid Beatles fan, and especially a John fan. He's from Russia. Okay, and he had no idea. He had never even heard of me.
Wow.
At all, until this past October 9th. Okay, he had never even knew I existed. Now that's
incredible. Young? Is he a
kid? If you are a real fan or read anything, they said, I've never read you in any of the books. I said, there's reasons for it, but obviously he didn't pick up any of the books with my name. He'd probably seen my name, never thought about it, because I'm in albums prior to all this. But it's kind of an interesting thing, you know? Who knows?
Well, you know, the other thing is, too, after this experience in association with him, you entered into in Manhattan, the stratosphere of society's notorious people, their notoriety, because when I met you, it was like, okay, well, I'm casting. Oh, I can get May Pang, you know, and there was so much supposition. There were so much people, oh, I know May. And then I'd think, no, you don't. You know, people wanted to be, it's almost like they were close to him. It was
it's weird.
Strange. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm saying that, and I'm not even in it. You know, I'm saying that from the outside, my observation. You know, it's crazy. But
I know.
And it comes with a lot of burden, too, because you've also had to put up with a lot of things said that aren't so nice, you know, right. And you've handled it, always handled it graciously. And you've never really withheld, if people ask you a question, you answer it, you know, which you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, I'm very much an open book about it. You know, what needs to be private will be kept private, and what isn't, you know, I have no problems in answering. And like I said, if it's too private, then it's not, you know, I wouldn't answer it, because there are certain things not – people don't understand. I love when the private, when the public always says, we have a right to know. No, you don't. I'm still a private person on the other side.
Yeah.
There are things that, you know, when I feel like it's – if it's worth it, obviously there are certain things that John and I kept to each other, and that's that. No one has to know that. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. But pretty much we were very much an open book, and people can read. And there were lots of people around us at the time.
And you guys pretty much kind of went and did what you wanted to do. I mean, if you wanted to go out, you went out. If you wanted, you didn't travel with an entourage of protection and, you know, I mean, you lived your life, which now, well, in the course of the way things went, we know it can't go that way anymore.
Yeah,
you know. But
I mean, you know what? I as much as I'm not a Kim Kardashian or any of those, I don't wish on anyone, or the prince and princess, or you know, a Prince William, or any of these. People don't understand. This is terrible. The paparazzi do not own any of these people.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And it's terrible.
Especially with the children. Especially with their children. It's like,
That's a frightening thing. I feel like saying, go get yourself a job. What happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it too much to have a job for anyone than to go out or to steal a wheelchair? There was some, I just read that story. They brought it back after the plea. We don't have the money. This is the only wheelchair, and they need it. He's stealing a wheelchair from someone. It was all of a sudden brought back in the middle of the night with nothing, and obviously whoever took it brought it back, you know.
Well, it's certainly, you know, and you know, I, of course, I slept in the John Lennon bed. Yes, I did, and nobody came and haunted me. But, I mean, you know, it's certainly a tribute to the fact that you are willing to share. You had to share that part of your life because of who he was, and you are willing to share a great deal of it even still to the people who just revere the man and, you know, the iconic legend that he's going to be forever frozen in time, you know. And
you know, that's why I really want to go out there, if anybody want to hire me, that type of thing, to go and do speaking engagements, and I would love to do that stuff, because we did a lot. It just wasn't only our private life. A lot of people have asked about the recordings. What was he like in a recording studio? What was he like doing these things? And his reaction with the other three guys. Yes, I have met all of them. Yes, they knew of me, and yes, we all hung out together. So, you know, how fortunate am I to be one of the last people to have jammed with John and Paul?
Yep.
I mean, nobody even knew that. Someone said to me, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, nobody asked me, but I did. And, you know, I was there when I took that photograph when John, even though they said they didn't like the idea that it was the dissolution of the Beatles, it was only in name and contract and stuff, because at the end of the day, they were free to come back if they wanted without any, you know, they can have their own property back. They can do whatever, but now they were not tied to a contract to that. So they were still friends, at least I tried to promote them to be still together, and they were always over. I mean, Paul especially was always over when in our New York apartment, and we were always there. So it was good fun. So that's why I said,
well,
you know, I have so much to share.
Yeah, and I mean, you did a lot to reconnect John with his son Julian, and you were
absolutely
great friends with Cynthia Lennon. So, I mean, all of these things that you could have gone the opposite way with, you didn't. You chose not to. But I think that a lot of that, and I'm going to just say this, is that you, being a Chinese girl, growing up in Spanish Harlem, under the thumb of a very strict woman, you just purported, you carried yourself in a different manner. It was, you knew propriety, and you keep secrets, and it's good on you.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
all these years later, you know, your fabulousness still resonates, and I am so sorry I'm not going to be at your B-Day party, the big soiree.
I know. And I would love, well, you better try and make it for the boys, and girls, of course. It's the Cowsills.
I know. Well, you know, your boy crush, I have to be there. I want to see their Christmas show anyway. I'll bet you it is fan-freaking-tastic, you know, because they're so good. But, all right, so now Chiller. Where is it? How do people, can they still get tickets?
They can go online to Chiller Convention in Parsippany, New Jersey, and they can look at the events, and that's where they'll tell you all the info. You know, that's the whole thing, you know. And I don't know
anyone
than that.
And you're going to be there for the, are you going to be there for the whole weekend?
With Frida, little girl.
We love Frida.
So, we love Frida. And so she'll be
there. She's another lady who has protected the lads and, you know, is willing to share her stories to a degree, you know, and you got to respect that. Props to you both. You know, it's.
Yeah. So,
it's hard.
You know, yeah, that's why. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy, but that's the, you know, she's the one person I love. We're gonna probably do a short Sunday because it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the two biggest days will be Friday and Saturday the most.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Saturday is the
mm-hmm.
big one. Part of Sunday because I got to get back into the city for the party.
Yep.
So
at the cutting room, right?
At the cutting room.
Girl. All right, now when are you going to the Amazon?
I'm going to go in early November.
Early November.
I'm going to go to
That's
early
right around
November.
The corner.
Yeah.
Ay. And I mean, you're doing the real deal. You're going out there. You're going to meet the shamans. You're going to.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So I will be there. I look forward. I met a couple of them before, but now to actually meet another set of tribe
in their environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
So this is going to be intense. And I'm nervous, but at the same time so thrilled, and just to experience their life.
Well,
you know.
While we still can do things like that, and you know,
if nobody destroys everything that's on this planet Earth, we'd be lucky.
Because their world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And for a lot of these tribes, they don't understand the march of modernization. They don't get it.
And I just want to say, because our time is counting down and I just saw the clock, I just want everybody, please go out and vote. It's so important.
Yes.
And you know, I'm going to vote. I'm not leaving before I vote, believe me. I'm voting. We all don't throw away this vote. It's important. This year is very important.
It is a privilege and a right, and we all
you
need
have nothing
to be more
you can't
responsible.
Complain if you don't do something. You cannot
Thank you.
Cannot
and
complain.
That's exactly what I'll say to people. Talk to the hand, okay, if you didn't vote. So.
Right. So
all right, my darling. Well, we are winding down, so you're going to be at Chiller. You're going to have your B-Day, and we will
I'm gonna
be
see
back.
I'm going to see my friends. They're all coming in from California for every, you know, it's everybody's there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Give people
you're
hugs
not there,
and kisses
but I wish
me.
You were.
Send my regards.
Yes,
and,
I will.
I hope you have a lovely time. I'm sure you will. And with that,
Thank you. Say
happy you day.
Thank you. And listen, thank you to everyone out there that have sent me birthday wishes. Thank you so much. And I hope to meet and greet some of you along my travels. So
all right,
I'm signing off. Talk to you later.
With that, that's the birthday girl, Miss May Pang. And I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week, everybody. It's almost Halloween.